Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Where's the beef?
There we go. Let's go around the beef. We've tightened up the intro to that bad boy. Let's now go around the beef, around the baseball beef. And I want to start with Aaron Boone. Did you guys see this the other day? The Yankees are playing, and they got a rookie umpire. I mean, this guy looked like he was 16 years old, and he's up in this game, and he just looks green as he can be. And he rings up somebody on a call third strike, and I can't remember who it was, but the batter goes back to the dugout and proceeded to slam his bat
into the roof of the dugout.
Into the roof of the dugout. He hit it like 10 times. He's smashing everything. Ridiculous protest, right?
Yeah, just the audio. Stupid. We're at the very beginning of it. You're just going to hear pop, pop, pop as he's taking his bat and he's poking it, hitting the top of the dugout loudly.
So, yes. And so, super green umpire, rookie. He's out there. Okay, yeah, it's Brett Gardner. That's right. That was the batter. And he's slamming his bat around, throwing a huge tantrum. And it's when he was slamming the bat into the ceiling, it just made no sense. It was like, I've never seen a guy slam the top of his bat into a ceiling of a dugout. But he's like, bam, 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 bam. And it's like, then looking over at the ump, then putting his bat up in the, you know, in the bat area. And he's like, bam, 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 bam.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a storm where an electrical wire gets loosened from the power source. And it's just flying all over the street, sparking everywhere. It was just all this wild energy with nowhere to ground it. So he just took all his energy out on the roof of the dugout. The guy's just going crazy.
Oh, my God. It was just incredible. So, again, it was Yankees and Rays. And so Aaron Boone got ejected from the game by this rookie umpire. And it was Brett Gardner who had struck out. And then, you know, other guys had issues with the ump's calls as well. So we've got the audio. This is not uncommon for there to be a huge blow-up between a manager and an umpire. It is uncommon for us to have crystal clear audio, right? Because we were talking about this before the show, of some of the great tirades of umpires. Let's get to it, and then we'll get in and talk about some of those other things. But this is Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees, upset. Brett Gardner called out on a call, strike three, and he starts giving it to a rookie umpire.
Really bad start.
Brett, that's so far outside. Right there.
Hey, stop it, Zippy, stop it. So that's the next batter after
that's the batter at the plate.
Oh, it was? I thought that was the next batter.
So he rung up
Gardner.
Yes.
So Gardner goes to the dugout, and now the next batter is in the box.
That's DJ LeMahieu.
That's the next batter in the box, and he turns to the ump and says, that's so far outside.
So far outside.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you could hear that.
Yeah, and on the pitch radar, it was outside.
Yes.
Like, yeah, this ump's rattled and nervous, and he's getting yelled at from the dugout. And
listen to how calmly, though, the next batter tells him that. He just stops. He puts his bat on the ground and just sort of goes, that's so far outside. Yep. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, so what he's saying is our guys are blanking savages in the box. Our guys are savages in the box. And then he said, that's a good picture, a pitcher over there, and I feel bad for you. Our guys are blanking savages in the box. Tighten that S up. And then he claps and goes, tighten that S up. And he walks off. He said, I feel bad for you.
So now, and by the way, that conversation is after he's been ejected.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone got ejected, then went back out there and explained to him that these guys were savages in the box.
You're out of here, Aaron. And throws him out, and then he takes off his mask, and you had a deep umpire voice, and then you see that he's 12 years old and maybe an intern for Major League Baseball. And so I reached out to somebody in the game, and I'm like, man, help me understand what's happening here. Like, I didn't understand. What is he saying? And somebody explained it to me and just said, hey, he's saying his hitters are good. He's saying that they know the zone better than you. He's calling them savages because he's saying, listen, man, they're savages. They know what's a strike and what's not a strike. And so you're blowing it. You need to bear down and get better. Clean it up. You need to be better. And, you know, I was visiting with this person in Major League Baseball, and they were saying, hey, look, I understand the sympathy that folks have for the how bad, you know, for this umpire who's not doing his job. And he said, I understand that. But look, he's probably not ready to be a big league umpire, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's can't get it right, and plus he looks 12, if he's just not ready for it. And so, this person in baseball said the manager absolutely has to do that. You've got to try to get control of that immediately. And then the other thing they pointed out to me was, hey, listen, if people are upset about players or managers being mean or rude to a rookie umpire, then they should thank veteran umpires for that, because that's exactly how veteran umpires treat rookie baseball players.
That's totally the sports mentality, right? That is, oh, you're new, you're green, you're about to get indoctrinated. And it's funny, man. I mean, like, we do that stuff with interns. We prank them, but then once we're done pranking them, you show them some love, right? Some people can take pranks, some people can't. But there is, like, a whole hierarchy of, no, sorry, I'm not giving you any help. You're on your own. And, in fact, I'm going to make you feel small about this whole deal. And so he's just trying to get out there and trying to make it happen.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You and I both saw Michael Young tweet that out. And I just, right as you were saying, man, I can't stop watching this, I'd watch it like 8 times.
It's so good.
I love it. Dude, the tantrum in the dugout from Brett Gardner.
I also like the methodical way of getting in someone's face and yelling at them, they have to be better. Like, he's not his boss. He's not his daddy. He's a guy that works in the same industry he works in, and he walks over and he admonishes him and tells him that he simply has to be better, that his performance is shortchanging everyone involved. Love it.
Oh, that's so fantastic. All right, I want to get to another beef, another fight. This is a heated discussion on MLB tonight, and it had to do with Mariznick, his controversial slide that hurt Jonathan Lucroy. And then Ramirez, who came back and threw the ball at Mariznick and was suspended. Obviously, you go back to LaCroix just getting bulldozed by Mariznick. And this is an Angels-Astros game. And we talked about it at the time. I mean, it was a catastrophic collision. And LaCroix's kind of blocking the plate. Mariznick has to make a split-second decision. Again, I reached out to several people in baseball about this, and it was split. And everybody was opinionated. It was like half the people said, hey, Mariznick didn't do anything wrong.
I was on that side.
Half the people were like, man, that was a dirty play. I think I'm on the side of Mariznick didn't do anything wrong.
Me too.
He had to make a split decision.
And he's so big, dude.
But LaCroix kind of was, he was kind of duped by the throw a little bit. And I think it brought him into the path. And basically, Mariznick and LaCroix both had to choose one side or the other. And they just happened to choose the same tiny space as a play was bang, bang. So this is MLB tonight, and it's Greg, is it Amsinger?
Amsinger, yeah.
Greg Amsinger. He does a great job.
He's an awesome host, yeah.
I've never pronounced his last name until just now, so that was problematic. Greg Amsinger. Eric Burns, who we've had on the show quite a bit, and Dan Plesac. And so those three guys are discussing, so when Ramirez threw at Mariznick, he ended up getting 3-game suspension. The ball got away from him, or did he mean to throw it up? But it was basically right at Mariznick's head. And it hit. Mariznick turned at the last second, and it hit him like in the back of his lower neck, maybe between his shoulder blades. Like, it easily could have hit him in the face or head or ear hole of his helmet. And so, you know, people are taking issue with that. Hey, if you're going to hit a guy, hit him in the butt. Hit him in the waist. Hit him in the middle of his body. Don't throw at his head. And so
maybe don't throw a weapon at somebody.
Right.
Maybe that's where we go.
A whole other thing. But a lot of the people I talked to in baseball were like, guaranteed me that there would be retaliation for Mariznick running over LaCroix. Now, to Mariznick's credit, when he got beaned, dugout started to empty, and he went back over to the Astros dugout and said, no, and pushed everybody. And Pujols was ready to fight the whole Astros team. Mm-hmm. And Marisnik was like, no, get back in the dugout. Get back in the dugout. So it was pretty cool. He's like, no. Like, he's done the right thing at every step of the way, and he's not a dirty player. He has right. no dirty history. But they're having a heated debate. And like I said, different people in baseball I talked to had different opinions about this. So listen to these guys on the set of MLB Tonight. They're disagreeing. Now, it's Greg Amsinger, and he's the one who thinks, come on, man, that was a dirty slide. Or why are they upset about that pitch rolling up high? The former baseball players are trying to keep from saying, hey, man, you didn't play the game, so trust us when we tell you this. So it just led to a pretty heated dialogue. Shippy, take us through these cuts.
Yeah, so we're going to start from that perspective you just brought up. From the player's perspective, here is Eric Burns explaining the Marisnik play from a player's perspective.
This isn't a, like, hey, I played and you didn't thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But understand, when you're on third base and you're barreling down as fast as you can and you're running home, you have, just like that catcher, in your mind, there's a huge risk factor as a runner.
Right.
So when all of a sudden you're standing right there, mm-hmm. now stand there as if you were
okay,
LaCroix.
Don't hit.
I got it. Right. But as you're here, and that throw takes you right into the
right.
path.
Yes.
Right into the path. So if I'm Jake Marisnik, I'm going on, and just like, I could not agree with you more, Dan, because you're coming down, you're like, am I going to go on the outside or I'm going to go on the inside? And when you see the catcher come this way, you see LaCroix.
He kind of started like, going this
he
way.
Literally
then he
literally
right,
takes one step back.
I
and then,
it.
Hold on, and then does what he's allowed to do. When you're blocking the plate, you can blow up the catcher. You want the catcher never to get hit? Don't stand in front of the plate. Don't stand
blocking,
in front of the plate.
He wasn't blocking the plate.
Dude, he was blocking the plate. That's why he got hit.
Uh-huh.
I love one guy yelling and the other guy going, uh-huh.
Dude, it was great. It was great. Uh-huh. Greg Amsinger, he did a great job. He held his own, man. He was trying to make his point.
Right.
Both former baseball players were totally in his face, and he was standing his ground, and hey, this isn't about you never played the game, but you never played the game. You don't know what you're talking about. You've never tried to score from third.
You don't have eyes.
Yeah. And, dude, he's very calm and respectful, and they're so mad at him. All right, Shippy, what else you got?
Yeah, now we're going to go to them arguing over whether or not the Astros had a reason to chirp that you just alluded to when Pujols was trying to fight everybody.
With it is the Astros chirping.
Chirping at what?
They're chirping because he threw on his head. Because the dude was intentionally trying to hit him, and the ball went up a little bit.
What do you mean went up a little? How do you know he wasn't aiming for his head?
Oh, how do we know Jake Marisnik wasn't aiming for Jonathan
LaCroix's
nose?
Let me tell you something. He very easily, you take that in the ear hole.
After watching Jonathan LaCroix and his body fall,
and he took his medicine like a champ.
After watching Jonathan LaCroix not know where he was for a split second, after watching Jonathan LaCroix get on a stretcher and carted off the field with a concussion and a broken nose, I'm sorry, Astros players, pipe down. Your guy did not get hit in the head.
You know, it totally does bring up the overall discussion again about the just meathead nature of retaliation. I mean, that's really why we have a criminal justice system in America, for example. You don't go, oh, that guy killed somebody. Well, his family will take care of it. Then once you do that, you have gang warfare. Like, just the whole idea is that the governing body of something should handle a misdeed. And it's not, all right, that happened, I've got to go ahead and... I mean, seriously, how is everybody going to feel about this mentality if a guy's not ready for a pitch and he catches it in the face and has brain damage? We're okay with retaliation
right.
then?
Right.
It just seems like a real archaic way of settling disputes.
It is, but baseball players swear by it. The players are like, hey, man, it's in the game.
Because they've been taught that.
But, yeah, they've been taught that. I don't know if Ramirez was throwing at Marisnik. I don't think so, because nobody, you wouldn't throw at a guy's face. I don't think he was,
but I think
it got away from him. Right?
Yes,
it had to get away from him.
Hold on,
right?
But you're right, and that's the whole point of this. If you're going to try and hit someone with a baseball, you better be able to control where you're trying to hit them, because there's guys that are trying to hit the strike zone and don't always control it. So now what are you going to do when you throw a baseball at a person's body? I mean, are you the guy that pinpoints it every single time and you never miss your spot? Because in this case, you miss your spot and you shatter someone's face. We're okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't think anyone's ever trying to hit anyone in the face.
No.
But some people think that. Some people thought he was trying to send a message by with high heat. I do know it is so ingrained in baseball that I do know there's been times where pitchers know going into the game, hey, this is the guy I'm hitting in this inning. It's going down like this. It's crazy. It's just a weird part of the sport.